Yeah, the first Mishnah starts off, Beya shenolda b'yomtif. If you have a Beya that was born on Yomtif itself, is Beishamai yomrim teyochel. Beishamai says you're allowed to eat it. Today on Yomtif you're allowed to eat it. It's not muksam, there's no gzerim of the rabbonin, you're allowed to eat the egg. You can cook it up. Today's Yomtif, you're allowed to cook. Or Beishil loimrim loy teyochel. Beishil says no, you're not allowed to eat the egg. So Rashi says clearly, boy bayon. It's not an issel oilam. It's only yasa today. Today on Yom Tov you can't eat the egg. Havada tomorrow you're allowed to eat the egg. The Gemara Meforish time. The Gemara will explain what's the reason. Why is it also to eat the egg on Yom Tov? Vaita. So the Mishnah's go now say three different machlokesin nogeya tehilchos Yom Tov between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One doesn't have to do with the other. It's just bringing down three machlokesin Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Another machlokes is. Saor is sourdough. How much sourdough do you have to have in your house on Pesach to be over by your roll, by your motzai? Is Beishamai says bekezayis. The chometz, that's real bread itself, the chometz itself, bikkakoisevis. You need a bigger shear, the size of Rashi of tomorrow, the size of a date. If you have the size of a date of chometz in your house, then you're over by your roll, by your motzai. Or just the size of a kezayis by chometz, you're not over by your roll, by your motzai, according to Beishamai. Or Beis Hillel says, Zev Zev Kezayis. Both Shiurim are told in the Kezayis. If you have a Kezayis worth of Sour Sourdough, or a Kezayis worth of Chometz in your house on Pesach, you're over by your roll by your Motzli. The Gemara will explain it to Machlekes and Psukim, how you learn it out. Another Machlekes is, HaShoychet Chayev Yoif B'Yomtif. If you Shecht a Chayev, or else an Oif on Yomtif. Now the special halacha about the Shechita of a Chayev Yoif is, that on the blood, there's a mitzvah kisi adam. On a regular behemoth, there's no mitzvah kisi adam. But on a chay or a knife, the halacha is you have to have offer on the bottom and make a shkita that the blood goes into offer. And then on top of that, you have to have dirt to cover it up on top. So the question is, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make a shkita. Oichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. The question is, how can you make the kisi adam? You're not allowed to make, mashallah, charisha on Yom Tov is also. You can't plow the ground. So how could you make a kisi adam on Yom Tov? So locher is ha'ashoychet chayiv yef biyomtiv. Beishamai yomim. Beishamai says yachpo bedakev yechasa. Yachpo means cover it bedakev with a shovel. Yachpo means dig it in. Yachpo dig in bedak bedeker with a shovel biyechasa and get a shovel's worth of dirt and you can cover up the blood. Or Beisil yomim. Beisil says lo yishchet. No, you're not allowed to do this. This is a malach. You can't do it on yomtiv. So since you can't dig the dirt to cover up the kisi adam, you have no right to make the shechita. So therefore, Beis Hillel says lo yishchet. In the case that you don't have dirt prepared before Yom Tov, or we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, you don't have ashes from the oven prepared before Yom Tov, the only way to make the kisi adam now would mean to dig dirt that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So Beis Hillel says lo yishchet. You're not allowed to make the shechita. Now, even according to Beis Shammai, we'll see in the Gemara, he's also asking there's an issa harisha. You're not allowed to plow or dig on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Beis Shammai is talking about that you already have the shovel stuck into the ground before Yom Tov. Like you started to make the Harisha ready before Yom Tov. All you have to do now is just pull it out of the ground. So Beis Shammai holds that's not called a melacha. It's not a shal of muksar even. Therefore you're allowed to pull out the shovel from the ground to cover up the blood to make a kisi adam. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's called muksa. You can't do this on Yom Tov. We'll see the machlokes is clear in the Gemara later on. Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to pull the shovel out of the ground. Therefore, since you don't have dirt now, in order to mekayim the mitzvah kisi adam, the halacha lechiler is lo yishchet. You're not allowed to make the shechita. Elim kein hoyeloi ofa muchim abad yoim. Unless you had dirt prepared before Yom Tov, you had dirt already. That now, if you make the shechita on Yom Tov, all you have to do is just take this prepared dirt and throw it on top of the dam. There is no iser. You're just doing your mitzvah. So then, avad you're allowed to make the shechita on Yom Tov. But if you don't have this dirt prepared before Yom Tov, since you can't shovel dig on Yom Tov, and even if you have the shovel stuck into the ground before Yom Tov, but it still holds the smuksum, you can't take the shovel out on Yom Tov, it's lo yishchet. Umaydim, but they still is murder to Beis Shammai, shim shochat. Let's say for the effort you did make the shechita. In other words, you didn't have any dirt prepared before Yom Tov. So Beis Hillel says, lechatchila lo yishchet, don't make the shechita. Let's say the person didn't ask, and he went ahead, he made a shechita. He shechted a chay or he shechted the yoif. Now the question is, the blood is lying on the ground. There's a mitzvah sesa to make a kisi adam. So now Beitzul is moide sheyach par bedek of yechasa. Beitzul is moide now, you're allowed to take the shovel that was already stuck into the ground before Yomtiv, and it's only a shal of muksa not to do it, that Beitzul says it's kedai to be over the Yisul muksa in order to be mekayim the mitzvah sesa of kisi adam. Hey, since you already shechted the animal and you have the blood on the ground, now you're allowed to, but the Eved now go and pull the shovel out of the ground and cover up the dam. That's the halacha. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah ends off with another halacha. She'efe kira muchenu. It's a new halacha by itself. You should know, she'efe kira, that the ashes of the oven is called muchenu. It's not called muksa. You're allowed to use it on yomtif. So therefore, if you already finished baking with the oven, and you have the ashes in the oven, you should know you're allowed to take the ashes out of the oven and use it for kisi adam. So in such a case, if you have the ashes in the oven, then Beitzilah would hold even the chetchila. You're allowed to go and make a shechita on the chayir, on the yoif, on yontif. Because that's also considered, you have something muchen, you have something prepared to make the kisi adam with. Yeah. Alright, so Gemara just brings down, like Rashi said, the second Rashi, Sar b'kazayis, Mishum dahani tlas mili, heavy mikule be shamai, or mechume be filu. These three machlekesin have one thing together. That they're both a kula in Beishamai. Usually Beisil is the mekel. Here, these three machlekesin, Beishamai is the mekel. So that's why we bring down these three machlekesin together. Gabi yomtif. The role of machlekesin together, tichuf yomtif. Is tana lul gabi adodi. The Gemara meforesh tamar. The Gemara will explain, will learn every case by itself. That's why the Mishnah brings down these three halachas here, because they're all kulis of Beishamai over Beisil. Now, the first halacha the Mishnah was, we'll go through the beginning, is Beitza Shinol de Yomtif. If an egg that was born on Yomtif, it's a machlokes if you can eat it or not. So Gemara says, B'mai askinin, what type of a chicken, what type of a hen are we talking about? Eli mebatana gerlis soy medes lachilom. If the mother is a hen that you could eat, it's soy metit. In other words, the farmer doesn't plan to keep this, to raise it, to keep on having eggs. No, he's going to shecht it. Today, tomorrow, it's soy med lachilom. This is a tana gerlis, a hen that's soy met to shecht it. So for the Gemara then, what could be the svarim Beisilu? Why does he say, when this egg comes out on Yomtif, you're not allowed to eat the egg? What should be wrong with it? Uchla diafrasu. It's like uchla oichel, it's a food. The afras that got pulled off, who? Now there's a piece of food that was pulled off from another piece of food. It's like you have one big chicken here, and now the egg came off. Just like if you pull a pulker off the chicken, you're allowed to eat the pulker. It's a part of the food. So who adin, the egg, is a part of the food. So what should be muksa? What should be yasr about it? So drashi yomedes lachila, sheino muksis. You didn't have the mother set aside to be used to raise it, to have eggs. No, you had in mind before yomtiv, you want to shech the mother. So the mother is not muksa. On yomtiv, you like to shech the mother. It's called like an oichel. If so, ukla diafris, oichel shenifrad. It's called a piece of food that was broken off. The chaveroi, or should be mechaveroi, Bimlochis, we have a loch like this, Bimlochis also, Chibura Yechlin, Command the Mifris Adami. Food that attached to one another, it's like it came off it. The Chaim Beshkita Schulman, he has such a loch like this. The Torah is also like that. That Pirish, Oichel Hanifrad Min Oichel, a piece of food that got taken off from the food, who? The Hadeya Shenoda Nifrad Ohimin Atanagelis. This egg is like a puka, it's like a piece of the chicken got pulled off the chicken. So why should it be muksa? What should be wrong with it? It should be mutzat eat. So what's my tamay in the Beisil? Ela, said the Moravai, to Ela batana gerlos ha-medes lagado beitzim. I'll tell you, we're talking about this hen now, that you didn't have das before yomtev to use it for shechita, but you had in mind to let it, to raise it, to it should produce eggs for you. So if so, it's muksa. You didn't have das to use it before yomtev. So for the Gemara, my tamay in the Beishamai. What's the reason of Beishamai? How are you allowed to eat this egg now in yomtev? Muksi, it's muksa. Just like the mother was set aside not to be used on yomtiv, so the mother, you're not allowed to shecht on yomtiv, it's muksa. So for sure, the egg also you're not allowed to use now on yomtiv. So how could Beitzil or Beishamai say, toicha, you're allowed to eat it? So Mara says, my kushya, what's such a big kasha about here? I tell you, Dilma Beishamai less lo muksa. Maybe Beishamai does not hold from the whole yisrael of muksa on yomtiv or on Shabbos. We know it's the machlekes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon and Masech the Shabbos. If you hold from the Yisra Muksa or not, that Yav Yehuda always holds Yesh Muksa, and Yav Shimon Shita is always Ein Muksa. But usually one of the machlokes is a kitzadik, a shayla, that the loch of Muksa is, before you use something on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, you have to have hachonam. It has to be prepared before Shabbos that you want to use it. But there's a svara, things that are oimed to be used, minastam, it's considered like you had to ask to use it. Most like our table, our plates, our chairs, food. Even though you didn't say before Shabbos you want to use it for Shabbos, minastam, something that's oimed to be used, we say you have to ask to use it. Now the shaila is, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, something that's not mamish oimed to be used right now. So you have to have the ferish of das to use it, or according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have das not to use it. Like let's say you have das not to use something. Like here, this chicken. This chicken was set aside to use for raising it to have eggs, not to eat it. So you had in mind not to eat it on Shabbos, not to eat it on Yom Tov. That's called for sure muksa. Like you had in mind not to use it. If you have das not to use something, that makes it muksa. Sometimes you have das to ferish to use it. Then for sure it's all right. Usually the machlekes says we don't have das yes, and you don't have das no, is that called muksa or not? That if Yehudi Shita is, you always have to have das to use it, to be used on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And if Shimon Svar is no, minastam, even if you didn't think about it, it's also all right. Unless you did something the ferish to say, you don't want to use it. But when you don't have das to use it, like it's muksa. So Moritz Kashi Lechura, what does Beis Shammai do, Lechura, this hen? If you don't have das to use it, it should be muksa. So Mar wants him to know, maybe Beis Shammai doesn't also muksa. Dilma Beis Shammai less lo muksa. So Rashi says less lo muksa. The Dilma Rebbe Shimon Svirulhu. Maybe Beis Shammai holds like Rebbe Shimon Shita. The Yomer Perakira that Meister Hashem and Shebaner. Let's say you lit your menorah, you lit the Nair beginning of Shabbos. You had a lot of oil there, and 2 hours later the Nair went out, and you have leftover Shemin, the oil left over Shebakara. Is also Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds the leftover shemen you're not allowed to use on Shabbos because it's muksa. Since at the beginning of Shabbos this shemen was in the nair and it was huksa to be burnt, and at that time was muksa, you can't use it. So since you set it aside not to be used at the beginning of Shabbos, you can't use it the rest of Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Mater, the other locher, the shemen says no, it's mutter. Hey, later when the nair goes out, now lamaisa the shemen is usable. So he holds you're allowed to use the shemen. He doesn't open the svara muksa. Even though at the beginning of Shabbos you did not have intentions of using the shemen, he also what? Later now when it becomes usable, you're allowed to use it. So maybe the shemen holds like a shemen. So true, the mother you set aside to use to raise it to have eggs. So the mother you don't have das to use. But now when it gave birth, it had an egg. The egg right now is aiming to be used. You do have das to eat it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to eat the egg right now. It's like the leftover shemen in the nair. Like when the light goes out, the leftover oil you're allowed to use. Because right now the oil is usable. You could eat it, you could do things with it. Here also, right now the egg becomes usable. So maybe Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Shimon that you're allowed to use the egg now. I don't care if the mother is muksa. True, at the time you have no das to use it, you can't use it. But now when it becomes usable, you're allowed to use it. The Gemara says no. Kosalka Daitan, the Gemara thought to say, Afilo man de shori b'muksa. Even according to Reb Shimon, that holds muksa is muta, I tell you, b'noi led osa. Something that's first born, first created, now on Yom Tov, that's called noilid. Something new happened, it first became created. Today, on Yom Tov, it's osa. In other words, like Rashi says, Kosalka Daitan, lochi pachina maitamayad v'shamay. The Kosalka Daitan, the Afilo Reb Shimon, the shor of a muksa, even Reb Shimon it says, a regular muksa is mutter. The leftover oil in the nair is mutter of a benoila doser. Something like an egg that's created today on Yom Tov on Shabbos, it's oser. Why? The yilu b'muksa, because in regular muksa, let's say the shemen, the oil that you put into the nair to be burnt, svirulei, loy maksi inish midaite midi dechazilei. At the beginning of Shabbos, you only like set aside not to use this oil, kozaman is burning. But you know right now at the beginning of Shabbos, maybe the nair will go out, and when the fire goes out, then the oil is usable. So like you never put aside this oil not to use it. If anything that's usable, you have intentions, maybe you're going to use it. Avul noilad, mashenki is something that's first born, curated today on Shabbos or Yom Tov, lehevi yoda, then lehevi dait yalei. You did not know about this before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. So you can't say you had in mind to use it before Shabbos. Like we said before, the Yisrael Muksa is before Shabbos, you have to have intentions to use it. You have to have in your mind you want to use these things. So Reb Shimon's Svar is, even though right now you're burning this oil, it's in the Nair, but you think about right now, maybe later in Shabbos the Nair will go out, the fire will go out, and then it'll become usable. So that's considered like you have intentions now, you want to use the Nair when it goes out later. But that's only something that's on the world now before Shabbos. You could say you have intentions to go and use it. Mashen came something that before Shabbos wasn't on the world altogether, the egg wasn't hatched yet, it wasn't here yet. The egg first comes about on Yom Tov. So today on Yom Tov, it's Muksa, because you have to have in mind to use it before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. So something that's Neula, that wasn't around before Shabbos, you can't have that on. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Like a Sakat Ayatach, even according to Reb Shimon, but maybe Neulad, something that's first created today on Yom Tov, even Reb Shimon would be Moedir, it's also to use. So that's the kashum. How could Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah, the egg that's first created today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it? For sure, it should be muksa. You did not have das yesterday to use it. It wasn't around to have das on it. And you always say a svara, dovish lo b'li yerlam. You can't make a kinyan on a dovish lo b'li yerlam. Something that's not here in the world, you can't make a kinyan on. Because you can't have das, you can't think about something. Your das doesn't go on something that's not here yet. There also, since the egg was not in the world yet on Friday, or Erev Yom Tov, you can't say you thought about it to say it shouldn't be muksa, you should want to use it. You didn't have das on it. So Gemara says, Gemara answers no. Alright, that's the Gemara saying. If so, what's the time of Beishamai? Why does Beishamai say it's mutter? L'chur it should be live noyla, it should be muksa. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, li'oylam b'tarna gerle, so I medes l'gado beitzim. No, I'll tell you the Mishnah's talking about that the mother, you didn't have das to eat it. The mother was aimed to be raised, to raise eggs. So the chur of the mother is muksa. Aye, the kasher is then. So how could Beis Shammai say you're allowed to eat the egg? The egg is noilid. You didn't have das to use it before Yom Tov. The teretz is, or the islay muksa islay noilid. We have Yehuda Shita that holds from muksa. He holds from the islay noilid also. Mashenka and the chiddush is, or the lestlay muksa. I tell you, Beis Shammai holds that according to Rabbi Shimon Shita that he doesn't know from the islay muksa lestlay noilid. He holds who are then lestlay noilid. He doesn't know from noilid either. Even though the egg was first created today on Yom Tov, but since the meister was in the mother's stomach yesterday, like you had das yesterday, anything that comes out of this chicken that's usable, I want to use. So even though it wasn't on the world yet, but according to Beis Shammai, still it's good. There's no issa muksa. Or else it could be fakir. Beis Shammai's svar could be muksa is only something that you know about and you push it away. You're like dach yibadayim. We'll see a lot about later on in the Masechta. Something that you push away not to use. As the Gemara says later, case that by Shammai, we have Shimon is Maidam, if you have a grapes that you want to make them into raisins. So what you do is you take your fresh grapes, you put them on top of the roof, and you wait there till it dries out. Now while it's drying out, it's not edible, you can't use it then. So that's called muksa, because it's called yadach yadayim. You took these good grapes, and with your own hands you put them on top of the roof before Shabbos, as if to say, I don't want to use these grapes now for the next few days until they dry up. So that's for sure is muksa. That you did something to show you don't want to use it. That's muksa. You set it aside not to be used. That's what Beis Shammai holds. That's a muksa. Mashenki calls him on, you did not set it aside not to be used, even though you did not have, like, positive das to use it. It's not called muksa, though. See, here this egg. True, you didn't have any positive das to use it before Yom Tov, because it wasn't around, but the other way, you didn't have any das to throw it away not to be used. So now when it's born on Yom Tov, and it could be used, Beis Shammai holds it's not muksa. You're allowed to use it. You could eat it on Yom Tov. Mashenka Betilla is very good. Betilla says loy teichel because it's muksa. Since it wasn't around before Yom Tov, you didn't have any das to use it. It remains muksa. You can't eat it on Yom Tov. So it's only also today on Yom Tov. But moitzoy Yom Tov, avada, then you're allowed to eat it. This is Rav Nachman Shita that the machloikis nemishne Beis Shammai Betilla is a machloikis in muksa. Weiter, for the Gemara Akasha. Yeah, no. Gemara says now, Beis Shammai Kreb Shimon, that Beis Shammai holds like Reb Shimon Shita, he doesn't know for Muksa, or Beis Hillel Kreb Yehuda. And Beis Hillel holds like Reb Yehuda Shita, that he holds Yesh Muksa. Therefore, Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah, Loi Teuchel, he can't eat this egg. And Beis Shammai says, Teuchel, you'll not eat it. Fred Gemara, Nakash and Rav Nachman, or Miyam Rav Nachman Hochi. Is it true that Rav Nachman said like this, that Beis Hillel Shita is, he holds for Muksa. And Beis Shammai Shita is, he holds, he doesn't know for Muksa. V'yotanan, we learned like this. A Mishnah in Shabbos. V'yotanan, Be'shamay Yomim, Be'shamay says, Magvien mi'al hashulchin atzomois uklipin. On the table on Shabbos, after you guys finished eating, you're allowed to take off the table the bones and the shells that are there. You know, it's not called muksa. You're allowed to take it off the table Shabbos. Or Be'sil Loimim, Be'sil says, no, it's muksa. Be'sil Loimim, misalak es atav lakula. You have to pick up the whole tablecloth, umanara, and shake off these pits, shake off the shells and the bones. But to go and touch the bones with your own hands, it's sasa, because it's muksa. Right now the bones are not edible, the klip and the shells are not edible, so the shells are muksa. Therefore we're not allowed to touch them. The answer is, shake off the whole tablecloth. So far we'll be very good with our Mishnah, that by still holds yesh muksa, that's why you can't touch these bones or the shells. Mashenkin Beshamay holds ain't muksam, therefore you are allowed to take them off the table. But the kasher is, the Yomar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said on this Mishnah in Shabbos, Onu, you know how we learned this Mishnah? Onu we, ain lona we only have, Ella like this. This is the way the Mishnah should say, that Beshamay Kreb Yehuda, Beshamay is the one that says, you're not allowed to touch those pits. You can't touch the shells or the bones. Or Beshilo Kreb Shimon, Beshilo is the one that says, yes, you're allowed to touch them at Saint Muksa. So according to Stira and Rav Nachman, here Rav Nachman says, our Mishnah Beya, the Machlekes is the old Yesh Muksa Ein Muksa. That by Shama he holds Teuchel, he holds Ein Muksa. And by Tzilu says, Loi Teuchel, he holds Yesh Muksa. And here Rav Nachman says, the Masechta Shabbos, just the opposite. That by Shama is the one that says, you're not allowed to touch the shells, because it's Muksa. And by Tzilu is the one that says, you're allowed to touch it, because he doesn't also Muksa. So according to Stira, yeah. So Amalach Rav Nachman, answers like this. There's a difference between Masech to Shabbos, Hilchas Shabbos, and Hilchas Yom Tov. Ein Hakanami. Gabe Shabbos, Negeit Hilchas Shabbos, the Stam Lon Tonik Reb Shimon, there's a Stam Mishnah, Masech to Shabbos, Hilchas Shabbos, that we hold like Reb Shimon. We hold Ein Muksa, Negeit Shabbos. The Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Shabbos. Mechatchin Esadluyim Lefnei HaBehema. You're allowed to cut up the pumpkins in front of the Behema. So this wouldn't be a riot. It's not mukhav. The luyim is muksa. The luyim is a pumpkin. It's food. So the chiddush here is, you're allowed to be matriach yourself. You're allowed to do some tircham, look over your animal, to feed your animal. But the rise from the next case. V'yes ha'nevela l'fnei aklovim. You're allowed to cut up a nevela, an animal that died today on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut it up and give it to the klovim. So this is the kasha. Umukim lo, and why? L'chur, the nevela right now should be muksa. Right now in the Vela, or put it this way, an animal at the beginning of Shabbos is Muksa. Because when an animal is alive on Shabbos, you can't use it. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht an animal. So an animal of Al-Chai is called Muksa on Shabbos. Now we say when the animal dies on Shabbos, it becomes a Nevela. So a Nevela, what do you do with the Nevela? You give it to the Kelev. So Lamaisa, right now on Shabbos, you could give it to the Kelev. But if you hold Yesh Muksa, Rabbi Yehuda Shita would be, since at the beginning of Shabbos, this animal was alive. It was muksa. You couldn't use the animal. It remains muksa the whole Shabbos. So when the animal dies in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch it. You can't even give it to your klovim. You can't give it to the dogs. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shimon, calls the man the animal was alive. True, you can't touch it. Because the Baal Chai is muksa. It's not roi for anything. It's only ayma to shecht, or else for harisha, and you can't do these two things on Shabbos. Mashenkin, now when the animal dies on Shabbos, right now becomes roi to be used. You give it to your animal, you give it to the kelev. So according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to give it to the klovim. So since it's a Stam Mishnah Shabbos saying, when the animal dies on Shabbos, you're allowed to go and give it to your klovim, it's a raya, Stam Mishnah Shabbos holds like Reb Shimon. So therefore, since Reb Nachman saw the Stam Mishnah Shabbos that holds like Reb Shimon, therefore Mukim Lo Lebeitilik Reb Shimon. Therefore, in the Mishnah before in Shabbos, that spoke about when you want to take off your table, the shells or the bones, Rav Nachman said that Beis Hillel is the one that says, yes, you're allowed to take those bones in your hands and take it off the table. Because Beis Hillel holds Ein Muks Negei to Shabbos. This is Alt Negei to Hilchah Shabbos. Let's see Rashi, Lou. Rashi says, Ele Mesala Katavlo, Sheesh Teres Kli Aleo Menara. Grab a hold of the tablecloth. It's called the Kli, the tablecloth. And you're allowed to shake off the bones. Now, Tosfos goes into the Shaila. Usually there's a case of bosses of Dover Osir. The most, when you put the leichtes down on Shabbos on the table, if you have nothing else at the beginning of Shabbos, only the leichtes, so the whole table becomes bosses. Because since the table is holding up the leichtes and the leichtes is muksa, you can't even touch a tablecloth. So here also, when you have the bones on top of the tablecloth, since the bones is muksa, why don't we say, since the tablecloth now is holding up the bones, so the tablecloth itself should also become muksa, a bosses of davar aser. And here it says, not like that. Here it says, you're allowed to take the tablecloth and shake off the bones. Well, this gives a few terutzim, brought down halachim. One terutz is, bosses is only if it was there at the beginning of Shabbos. You had to put it down on like the leicht on the beginning of Shabbos, and you had in mind that you stayed there the whole Shabbos. But something you put on the table in the middle of Shabbos, like here, these bones first became muksa in the middle of Shabbos. You add your chicken, you eat in the chicken, and when you get finished eating the chicken, then you have the bone. So when you put the bone down, now it's first muksa. So in the middle of Shabbos, we don't say bosses of davar aser. Therefore, in the middle of Shabbos, only the bone is muksa. Mashenka, the tablecloth, since it's a kli, is not muksa. So you're allowed to pick off the tablecloth and shake off the bones. The Yomer Rav Nachman, on the way Lord of the Mishnah Zoo, to change it around. Yeah. The Teretzis, Kos Mechatkin, right? Yeah. Right. The Yasin Avel of Neaklovim. The Yafo Pishin is Nabla B'Shabbos, even though the animal died today on Shabbos. The Bein HaShemosh is Lohoysa, Medes Lachilas Aklovim. Bein HaShemosh is the animal was not oimit to give to your dog. It was oimit for man to make a shchita after Shabbos. Hafiluachi Shari, still the Mishnah says it's mutter. Now when the animal dies on Shabbos, you'll give it to your dog. Why? So it's the last lay muksa b'Shabbos. The Stam Mishnah says we'd hold like a shimon on Hilka Shabbos. Hilkach, therefore, ma'gviya me'al ashuchim. That's what the Mishnah says, you could take off the table on Shabbos the bones, to marry b'Shabbos, mukim le beisilo. He's that designed that beisilo holds the name of Reb Shimon. That beisilo, the loch is like beisilo, he should be saying like Reb Shimon Shita. Ki hechad le tik shehilkosa hilkosa. There shouldn't be a stir in halacha. The kaim of the halacha is Stam Mishnah. We pass like a Stam Mishnah. The kaim of the halacha is Beis Hillel. We also pass like Beis Hillel. So therefore, he wants to assign the Stam Mishnah Shabbos of taking the bones off the table goes according to Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel said, yes, you're allowed to take those bones off the table. Mashenkin Yomtiv is different, like the Gemara says. Vaita. Avol gabe Yomtiv. Mashenkin against Hilkos Yomtiv. The Stam lon Tanaka Yehuda. We'll soon bring a Mishnah that says the Stam Mishnah Masechta Bei holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Negeita Yom Tov we pass in Yesh Muksa. We'll soon see why we do that. But our core point is the Stam Mishnah Negeita Hilchos Yom Tov like Rabbi Yehuda. This name we learned like this: Ein Mevakim Eitzim Min Akeres. You're not allowed to chop wood on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to burn wood on Yom Tov for the fire. You're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. If you have the fire going, you're allowed to burn wood now, but you can't break wood Min Akeres. Those are chashuva beams that were set aside for building. It's like muksa machlas sar and kis. They're very expensive beams to use for building. So those beams you're not allowed to use to break to burn on yomtiv. V'loy min akeres shenishpura b'yomtiv. And not even a beam that broke on yomtiv. So in other words, now that the beam broke on yomtiv, right now the beam really shouldn't be muksa. It's not called muksa machlas sar and kis. It's not set aside now to use for anything special. Now that it broke, it's firewood. So really, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, if you have this very expensive piece of wood, if it breaks on Yom Tov, you should be allowed to use it right now. Because right now, it's not only meant to be used for binyan, it's only meant to be used for burning. So it should be able to be used. Still, the Mishnah says no. Mashman, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was muksa, it was a chosh of a wood that's set aside to use for binyan. So you can't use it on Yom Tov. Even though it breaks later on Yom Tov, the lachem is you can't use it. So you see, on Hilkos Yom Tov, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Therefore, Mukim lo lebeis Hillel k'Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, Psha now Mishnah here in Veya, that after Beis Hillel says, Loi Teuchel, you're not allowed to eat this egg that was born on Yom Tov, you know why? Because it's an Issa Muksa. We're talking about the mother was made to raise it to give eggs. So you didn't have das to eat the mother. The mother is Muksa. Therefore, the egg is also Muksa. And we that find Beis Hillel holds like that, because the halacha by Yom Tov is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we hold Yesh Muksa by Yom Tov. Therefore, Rav Nachman says our Mishnah is also very good. So Beis Hillel is the one that says Yesh Muksa. See Rashi, the Tanan ain Mevakim Eitzim by Yom Tov. You can't chop the wood. Loi min akeres asdurei zu agavzu bekarka v'yemdim lebinyan. Not the fancy pieces of wood that you have set aside that are piled up one on top of another. It's set aside to build with. So building wood is muksa machas sarankis. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. All right, turn over.